We're already cozy because we haven't gotten out of bed today, which I think is great. That's what you're supposed to do in the winter, is hibernate. But I want to pull the covers up a little closer and tighter, and because my feet are cold again, and no warm fire jokes. Let's just talk for a minute while we cuddle, okay? My nose is cold too. Can't feel it, see? No. I didn't say pinch it. I said touch it. It's funny how you sound so ridiculous with your nose pinched.
I should have changed your voice that much.
But it really does, doesn't it? It's like completely... Your voice is completely different.
I know.
Okay, so warm me up. Warm me up. Good. Cuddle.
So it's Christmas Eve, Eve. By Eve. That's what I'm gonna call. I should do an audio called that. Christmas Eve Eve by Eve. It's Eve's Christmas Eve Eve. But I'm feeling silly tonight. Been into this spiked eggnog. No, I haven't. I want to talk about Christmas movies and stuff. And Christmas in general. Because, you know, it kind of sucks. Let's be completely honest. Christmas kind of sucks. Well, I know people don't like to admit, but it does. Okay, so let's think about. I'm just trying to get comfortable. Yeah, you can wrap your leg around mine. Okay. So. Let's look at the facts. Okay. I'm tired. Forgive me. Forgive me my yawn, but I just... Even lounging around all day is tiring. Okay, let's look at the facts. Christmas is, for one thing, full of expectation. Right? If I see one more commercial... that I could be a Norman Rockwell painting. All kinds of happy people and smiling faces and big meals spread out on the table and kids and trees. I mean, it's just too much, isn't it? Like, that's a lot to live up to. Because nobody does. Yeah, food is good. Food is good at Christmas. There's no doubt. Food can be really, really a good part of Christmas. Because you indulge, right? It's a great time to just kind of eat and eat some more. But food, so, okay, in the pro-Christmas column, we have eat, okay? In the con Christmas, big expectations to be like full of joy and happiness and family and stuff. And this, yeah, I know this year it's not that easy because, you know, COVID and keeping some people away. And also, I think... I mean, it was never easy, okay? It was never easy to be with all your relatives in one place. But these days, it just seems like everybody's politics and stuff really, really get in the way. Do you find that?
Oh, let me push that over. Okay. Yes, we can spoon. That works. You're a big spoon. I'm a little spoon. So, what was I saying? Yeah, politics and social stuff. People's opinions and ideas and stuff. They can really clash with family members. It can be really awkward because you're supposed to get along with everybody at Christmas, right? So it's not that easy. Let's see what else is good about Christmas. Christmas movies. Oh boy. Which one's my favorite? It's hard to pick a favorite. Of course I love Christmas Vacation. I watch that every year. We gotta watch that tomorrow. I know it by heart now. I've watched it so many times. But it's hilarious. I love so many scenes in that movie. Well, Christmas morning when Clark's looking out the window and he sees Eddie emptying the chemical toilet. And then he just looks up with his beard, so the shitter was full. And Clark says, "Have you checked our shitters, honey?" Excellent, excellent movie. I like A Christmas Story. It's fantastic. You'll shoot your eye out. Oh, I love it. Such a good movie. What else do I like to watch? I like Family Man with Nicolas Cage and Tia Leone. Yeah, it's really kind of poignant. It's nice. It's a Wonderful Life, yes, obviously. It's a classic Christmas movie. I also like this old classic black and white job from the 40s called Christmas in Connecticut. It's really dumb. It's a dumb movie, but it's charming as hell in that way, you know, like Barbara Stanwyck and some guy. Yeah. Oh yeah, and Scrooge with the 1952 version, I think, with Alistair Sim. Yeah. Oh, that's excellent. That's a great movie for Christmas Eve, like right at midnight kind of thing. Yeah, it's great. So Christmas movies. Die Hard, of course, yes. That's a great Christmas movie. What else? You know what I watched last night? Jingle All the Way. Arnold Schwarzenegger. It is one of the dumbest movies I've ever seen. I think it's one of his finest bad acting performances. I'm serious. He is terrible in this movie. I mean, terrible. The kid from the new Star Wars. No, Jesus, 20 years ago now. But, you know, the kid who played young Darth Vader, young Anakin, he's in it too. It's like incredibly stupid, but it's there are moments. Oh, and Love Actually. Oh my God, don't get me started about Love Actually. Oh God, everybody loves that movie. I hate it. I hate that movie. I hate Love Actually. I gotta put Love Actually in the con call. Because every single God, just count. You could have a drinking game where you count the number of mean-spirited comments made about overweight people. Honestly, there's got to be about 10 of them in this movie, and it's just constant. It's really awful. I don't like it. There are moments, though. There are moments. There are definitely moments. There's some sweet moments in it and some funny moments, but I don't know. Everybody thinks it's so great. Yeah, the guy with the cue cards. Yeah, the guy from Walking Dead with the cue cards, yeah. You know, yeah. It's like, of course he's in love with you. You're Keira Knightley. You're what? You're surprised? You're surprised your husband's best friend is in love with you? Everyone is in love with you. I love these movies where we're supposed to not realize that that's a movie star caliber person. Like Keira Knightley, just this girl, just, you know, she's living in this flat in London, and she, you know. Of course she is. Or that Rodrigo guy. Did you know the movie? The guy that, Laura Linney's character loves. The guy who played Xerxes in 300, you know? He's this, like, beefcake, incredible guy, right? And I just realized, speaking of connections, Emma Thompson is in Love Actually. And the guy who plays her brother, Hugh Grant, and the guy who plays her husband, Alan Rickman, they were both in Sense and Sensibility with her. All right, that's enough movie trivia for now, because you're probably already falling asleep. Okay, so Christmas movies are good. I do like watching Charlie Brown Christmas, the little cartoon, and The Grinch, the cartoon from the 60s. Yeah, and Die Hard 2, because it does take place at Christmas as well. Okay, so generally speaking, that goes in the pro-Christmas category. Okay, Christmas music. What do you think about Christmas music? I was in a shop today, and the music was so loud, I couldn't hear the person next to me. I was asking him about some shower curtain thing, and I couldn't hear what she said. The music, the Christmas music was something about, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus. It was so loud. It was driving me nuts. So, Christmas music, I'm not crazy about. I've heard it way too much. Although I like Vince Guaraldi, who did the soundtrack for the Charlie Brown Christmas. It's beautiful jazz. Like, he's a jazz pianist, and it's beautiful. You should listen to it. I'll make you listen to it. Vince Guaraldi. Yes, you should definitely listen to it. Bing Crosby. Oh, Bing. I gotta listen to Bing. I definitely have to listen to Bing. The White Christmas album. The White Album by Bing. I like Santa Baby. I like the Eartha Kitt version. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. She lists all these things. She wants, like, a duplex and checks. She wants something from Tiffany's, and oh, it's great. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Okay, so music is iffy, right? Okay. Well, hold on, I gotta stretch. Ah. Let's see, what else? Shopping for anything's terrible.
this time of year, right? You can't get near any mall or shopping place for even for just the things you need. Like, I ran out of eggs this morning. I'm just gonna have to do without eggs until after Christmas. I can't get near the mall again. I don't have that kind of time, you know? Let's see, what else? Presents, maybe. Presents, if you know a lot of people. Presents can be fun. Presents can be fun, I guess, but can also be tough if you gotta buy something for someone and you don't know what to get them. I remember years ago I used to just wander around the mall just thinking, what the hell am I gonna get my uncle? I don't know what he wants, what he's like, what he likes to do. I don't know anything about him. Really. I'm just looking around stores like, a cactus? What do you like, a cactus? I don't know. You know? Pair of shoes? Should you get your uncle a pair of shoes? I don't think so. I don't remember what I ended up getting him. Something dumb from one of those engraving places, I think. You know? Something like some paperweight or something stupid. Because I couldn't think of anything. But, yeah, presents are okay. If someone really knows you and they know what you would like, it can be awesome. A lot of the time, you just end up getting paperweights. Stuff you just like, oh, great, thank you. Yeah, it's pretty bad. So, family, movies, music, food, shopping, presents. And like I said, the big drawback for me is to how much importance we put on it, you know? Especially when you don't have people or you don't have a partner or whatever. It can be really lonely time of year, but I don't know what to do about that. I think if you just tell yourself that it is artificial, right? If you're religious, it's great. It's a holiday that you know, in the Christian faith, it's an important holiday. Great. If you're not, and we've made it into a very secular thing. We've made it into this winter break, really. Unless you live in Australia. Summer break, but we've made it into this, like, you know, indulgence fest to deal with the winter and stuff, but it's tough, right? I don't have family, so it's every commercial I see, everything I see that's about families enjoying themselves at Christmas and stuff, it can be depressing. So, I think it's really important to just always say to yourself, this one day that we've picked, you know, doesn't really mean anything. We've just decided to make this about, you know, families and food and music and presents and whatever. And, you know, it can be okay, but if you're alone, it's okay. It's not any different than any other day. We've just built it up into this really, really huge thing for no real reason. So,
if you think you might be extra lonely, well, first of all, you have me. So, got a little closer. And just treat it like it's any other holiday that comes along that they, that, you know, Hallmark makes a fortune out of, but otherwise doesn't really impact you too much. You know? If you have to go see family or something, just... I think I've told you my proposal, if I was queen of the world, which I really should be. Don't you agree? Yeah, I do too. My proposal would be, we have Christmas every 4 years, like the Olympics. Yeah, we don't need Christmas every year. I think it's enough, all the other holidays during the year. Like in the US, Thanksgiving, and for everybody else, things like Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's Day, all that other crap, right? We have that all every year, where you can go see your mom or go see your dad, or, you know, spend time with your friend or your brother or whatever on your birthday or his birthday or her birthday or whatever. We don't need Christmas every year. Kids don't need Christmas either. Come on, are you kidding me? Kids get toys every day of their life now. Back in the day, yeah, you couldn't afford to give your kid toys all year long, so they looked forward to Christmas because they got toys and oranges and stuff. You know, it was a big deal for them, right? Because their parents didn't have money for every new thing that came out all the time. So it was a big deal. But now, I mean, it's just another day for getting more stuff. You know, they just don't need it. Anyway, that's my... If I'm elected queen of the world, I'm going to say Christmas every 4 years. Yep. It's going to be a rule, and you're going to have to follow it. Or maybe we should rotate, like, the whole world should, like, celebrate a different winter holiday every year. We should rotate through, you know, so that 1 year everybody goes Hanukkah crazy. We just do Hanukkah. Everybody does Hanukkah. Everything you see on TV is Hanukkah and whatever. And then the next year could be Kwanzaa, and the year after that it could be, is it Eid? I'm not sure. The Muslim holiday. You know, you get what I'm saying. We could just work our way through. We could find all the different winter festivals and holidays that people all over the world celebrate. And then we could all just try that once on a rotating basis. It's just a suggestion. At least I'm coming up with ideas, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
I didn't even do a tree. Did you do any trees? Yeah. That's, I don't know. It's not really my thing. Yeah, some people go crazy. Their Christmas decorations, like, starting, like, October 1st, their whole house is just poof. It's like, looks like the North Pole, you know? But that would never be me. I just can't get into that. Maybe I'm a humbug. Am I a humbug? I'm a humbug. See, this is kind of what I think Christmas is for. It's like, I just lie here all day under the duvet and watch stupid movies Have some pizza. Have some Ferrero Rocher. Way too many of those. And and just take some time out to just enjoy the moment, you know? That's what I like about it. And I do like doing stuff like going out for a walk on Christmas Day, because very few people are out, so you just kind of feel like you've got the world to yourself. You go to a park and there's nobody there, you know, it's kind of nice. And then New Year's, oh yeah, that's so weird that New Year's is like exactly a week away, and it's like the time between Christmas and New Year's is like a no man's land. It's like it doesn't exist. So many people don't go back to work, and so many things are shut down, except for the mall, because the mall's got to be open, right? But you don't know what to do with yourself. You don't know, you know, what do I do, especially if you've gone to visit family. You ever been in that situation? Kind of like, by the time the 27th through the 28th rolls around, you're kind of crawling the walls going, I gotta get out of here. Yeah, New Year's, wow. This whole last half of December thing, I don't know, I actually like January. Am I crazy? I like January because it's kind of like all that stuff is we get to calm down from all that stuff, New Year's and Christmas and all that stuff. January has a feel of like starting a new year, and God, let's hope it's a good one, you know, based on the last couple. We all thought 2021 was going to be a great year compared to 2020. It hasn't been terrible, though, but let's just hope 22 is better. But for now, we're going to just cuddle and watch movies and not worry about anything. That's kind of like the best Christmas present, you know? Cuddle up with someone. Yes, me. Yes, cuddle with me. Because I'm squishy. I'm good to cuddle. Because see this part right here? That's very squishy. This one is squishy too. And then just, you know, just be. Be yourself and just relax and take a deep breath and enjoy the soft bed and the chocolate and whatever else, the pizza and the movies. Don't think about anything, just be in the moment. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to work. You can just be. There's no pressure. You can just lie here while I scratch the top of your hand with my fingernail. Scratch is not the right word. It makes it sound like carving up lines. No, I'm just lightly running my nails so it feels nice. Just over the top of your hand. Christmas Eve. If you fall asleep, you fall asleep. That's what's great about just doing a duvet day. It's great. You just, if I fall asleep, oh well. Yeah, when you have a food baby, you definitely fall asleep. You just eat so much that you just have to lie there like a beached whale and just digest. So you fall asleep really quick. It's great. So naps, yeah, that has to go on the list. Naps are a big part of Christmas. Mostly uncelebrated. You don't see a lot of Christmas specials about the nap, but it's a big part. Definitely a big part. I am getting sleepy, actually. Maybe I should put on Die Hard. What do you think? We can just fall asleep. Watching Ho 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 Motherfucker or whatever. Oh no, Ho Ho Ho, Now I Have a Machine Gun. Yeah. You should get that Christmas tree ornament. Oh, actually, I was driving by somebody's house and they had put ornaments on their lawn and they just put the one word, ho. I felt personally attacked. Well, you really should just go for the other two hoes. Three hoes are better than one, we know that, right? Okay. Okay. That's a big yawn. I'm really yawning big time here. I wouldn't be surprised if you just fall asleep while I'm rambling. That's fine with me. I can just keep rambling all night. You know me. I just hope you're feeling relaxed and cozy and warm and nappy and cozy and warm. Did I say warm? Yeah. Warm is good. I do like feeling you next to me. It's a very nice feeling just to have a person next to you. So enjoy the cuddle. Embrace the cuddle. Alright, well, I'm probably gonna go to sleep. Whether I want to or not. So, if I fall asleep, I will see you in the morning. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Yes, I'm giving you an earworm. Bells are merry, children sing, all is merry, bright.